We will have to work with the transitional government because what we all want today is peace in this country. Also, we want the election to be organized so that we can have a new elected president. I do believe that today most of the party will work with the new transitional government so that we can have peace in this country and also eventually prepare to go to war against those who are trying to take part of Mali.
Traore, there seems to be confusion from reports that I've heard amongst Malians about the agreement between the ECOWAS and the military junta. What have you heard on the ground?
Well, it's really simple. The agreement said that we should have Mr. Traore Jonkunda, the president of parliament, as an interim president for 40 days, then have a new prime minister with full power that will lead the transitional government and organize the elections and the war. That's what it says. Now, people, you know, always try to misinterpret the article from this agreement, but the fact is that we will have a transitional government for 40 days with the actual actual president of the parliament. Then we'll have a prime minister with the full power to lead the transition and organize the election. That's what we all know about this agreement.
Some Malians have also expressed concerns about the creation of the Tuaregs, calling northern part of Mali as an independent Azawad state. Some have called for the international community to help fight this rebellion and to unite Mali. What is your take on that?
Well, the Malian army has not been equipped for the last 20 years. We have to recognize that. But what the Malian army needs is equipment, not men. This war is a war where we should adapt arms to the fighters. If not, we'll never be able to win it. And today, what Mali needs more is equipment. I don't believe that ECOWAS should send its soldiers to Mali because they don't know the land to start with. Most of these soldiers are from the forest areas of Africa. We're talking about desert now. The most important thing for ECOWAS to do is to train a Malian soldier and to equip them. I think that's, and nobody should fight for Mali. It's Malian who should fight for Mali. That's what I believe in.
What do you think are the prospects of a transitional government that will organize elections and restore constitutional rule in Mali?
I do believe that we all want Mali to return to a normal constitutional life. And I do believe that we will all assist the transitional government to make it happen for Malians. I do believe they will succeed. And, you know, there is one thing that people do not understand. The Malian army during the transition will play just the role that the army is playing in Turkey, is to supervise that everything is going smoothly. Even though they are stepping aside, but they are not out of the picture completely. That people should understand that. That's the role that they will be playing. So the politicians and civilians better make it happen right this time, not to mess it up so that we will not have another coup. That's what I will recommend to everybody. Let's make this thing work.